Election Day, rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the South. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
Hey everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Here we go with episode 9, episode 10, part 3 of 4. We are ready to rock and roll. It is a beautiful Sunday out here.
Oh my God, is it?
It's nice. It's like golfing weather. It's like perfect golfing weather.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, we should go. We should go. It's Easter Sunday. Is anybody celebrating Easter?
I am. I am going to celebrate hunting Easter eggs, but instead of eggs, it's going to be a golf ball because I'm sure I'm going to be in the rough all day.
I understand. What about you, Devin? You got any plans for Easter?
I am not religious, but then again, Easter is actually not really developed from a religious holiday, so
it's not.
Know, I kind of can celebrate it, I guess, too. Sure.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I don't have any plans for Easter. I'm not a big Easter person. When I was growing up, we would wake up. By the way, I should probably just real quick get this in. Check us out on iTunes. We're on iTunes. You can subscribe on iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Check us out on Stitcher. We have a webpage, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. We also have our own website, kingsofthepodcastle.com. You can send us emails. You can everything from there. So go check it out. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, Easter.
Yeah.
Easter. When I was growing up, the thing about Easter was it was almost like Christmas, only there were little Easter egg baskets instead of toys under the tree. Mm-hmm. We would wake up and the Easter bunny had left a little basket. Did anybody else get that when they were kids?
A few times.
Yeah. Did you do a big egg hunt or anything like that?
I loved the egg hunt, and I remember my mom used to hard boil eggs and then paint them and be all.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
But then.
Yeah.
The plastic egg was born, and that's when it's like, oh, I can open this plastic egg and put money or something in it.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And that's when I was like, screw the painted
the real,
eggs.
Yeah, the real egg.
Bring it on. I want a surprise egg.
Go ahead.
I remember growing up, I had a few good Easters, you know, and stuff like that. But I remember one Easter, I think my parents just forgot it was Easter. And I came out and there was change all over the kitchen table. Just change. And a carrot right in the middle of change. And my mom's like, oh my gosh, the Easter bunny brought you money. And I was like, this looks like the same money that it was in the cigarette holder in the car. I was like, okay, cool, I guess.
The Easter bunny was hung over, and he was like, hey, Tooth Fairy, do you mind doing me a favor? Yeah,
just
leave a carrot there. You know,
it'll look like it came from me. It'll be perfect. Yep. We used to do the Easter egg hunt where, and I remember now, we used to do the egg dyeing like the day before, like on Saturday night. We'd get together and dye all the eggs, and you could take a crayon, I guess, before you put them in the dye and draw a picture on it and then drop them in the dye and then that picture would come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
would do all that stuff and decorate, and then on the day of that, of course, the Easter basket would be sitting there and all the eggs that we had done were hidden around the yard, and there was always, like you said, one plastic egg, and if you found the plastic egg, there was like a $5 bill in it. And $5 was a huge deal back then.
Right.
Yeah.
I used to love, and a lot of people are going to be pissed off when they hear this, but at Flagler College, every single year they would have the big Easter egg hunt, and all the kids came out to participate in the Easter egg hunt. And it was for us.
Yeah.
But they had awesome freaking prizes. They had like hidden stuff in Easter eggs,
gift
cards and stuff. And whoever collected the most Easter eggs got a $100 gift card to Walmart. And it was like a big deal. So we would all come out of our dorms.
Yeah, especially when you're in college. Yeah, $100 gift card is like gold.
My freshman year, myself and my friend Randy, we were like, listen, are you okay with 50? And he's like, yeah. I was like, me too. I was like, at the end, meet behind the house over there, and we'll just combine our eggs. And I'll look like I fucking suck at finding Easter eggs. And so... literally, all 4 years that we went, we were 4-year champions.
Really?
We won every year and split the $50. And everybody's like, how do you find so many Easter eggs? And my friend Randy was like, I don't know. It's just that they just come natural. I'm just natural Easter egg hunter. I'm natural Easter egg hunter.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And, yeah, we used to just destroy that competition.
There are a lot of people right now that are going to be very
angry. Yeah, they're going to be like, I tried so hard.
Why wanted that $100?
Remember whenever you and I had, were doing shows and we were at Cypress Gardens?
Yeah, yeah.
And they tried to break the Guinness Book World Records for the largest
Easter egg. I remember that.
I remember walking into that park that day and I thought, I'm going to die.
See, but those things like that, they were not, they those weren't Easter egg hunts. They just threw them in the field. Like, it was just a field covered in Easter eggs.
Right.
Yeah. That's not an Easter egg.
And they had them throughout the park in certain places. And I was just like, you're not doing a very good job of hiding them.
Yeah.
It's just a mob of kids, and you're just trying to break a record that's
stupid. I think that they did end up breaking the record, if I remember right, though. They got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember...
Most eggs or something like that.
I wanted to die because I couldn't even take a step without a kid running into me.
Oh, my God.
I was walking through. Just imagine. I'm just walking through holding one hand over my crotch, and the other is stiff-arming any kid that comes within my proximity.
And then the old guy from Family Guy came by and was like, hey, y'all didn't find all the Easter eggs.
I've got a couple eggs in my pants. I've got a couple Easter eggs over here in my pants. Say, come over here, little boy. I've got a little bit of Easter eggs for you.
The dad Easter blue for you.
Oh, man, you made me cough on that one.
great homage to Seth. That's awesome.
Did you ever go to like those public Easter egg hunts where they always had some dad was dressed up in the Easter bunny costume? Those things used to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, a gigantic bunny that's like with a creepy smile. It's just, that's just wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm not down. If I ever have children, I don't have any right now, but if I ever have children, I will never take them to that. I will never subject them to the giant Easter bunny guy. I just think that it's terrifying.
It is, and then also, it's like you don't know the people that are in these costumes anymore. But it's like
I think if you go the old there, guy from Family Guy, yeah,
yeah. I was gonna say with the Easter Bunny, if you're gonna play the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus or any of these characters, you know, for children, I think that you should have your complete arrest record and everything on file handy.
How come the Easter Bunny's costume varies so much? You ever notice that
oh,
like,
yeah.
There's no like set bunny. Like I went to an event like last week or something, and the Easter Bunny had like on a vest, and it was the gayest vest I've ever seen in mine. It looked like he had just came back from bartending at a gay bar all night long. Like, I had no idea. Like
I've seen him
part time at the Ramada Inn. I don't know.
They're always white though. So it's racist.
Yeah. right off the bat.
Yeah, right off the bat, racist. But it seems like there's always the popular Easter Bunny costume every year. So it's like you'll see that one everywhere. But then next year, it's a completely different look.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems like to me anyway. So, yeah, Easter Sunday, that's fantastic. You might notice that a voice is missing today. John, King John, is not here. But you do have me.
Or as I refer to him, Glass Joe. How are you, King Hippo?
Damn, whatever. we went out last night and had a good time.
Woo!
Boy, did we ever. But John is not here today. I am here, King Mike, King Greg here, of course, and King Devin over there acting as the producer today. We did do some comedy. In fact, Friday night, we got to go see Dennis Miller.
Yep.
King Devin and I, and that was... Yeah, thank you. Mm. That was actually a really cool experience. I thought he was awesome.
Yep, we got to meet him, talk to him, all sorts of stuff. Yeah. It was a very very conservative room.
Oh, was it ever? Yeah. I didn't necessarily agree with everything that he was saying, but let's start at the beginning. When we got there, there was a little wine spritzer thing that we had to be a part of, and that was fine. And then they took all of us that were part of the meet and greet back into the large chorus dressing room, because this is like a really big theater over in Lakeland, the Yuki Theater. And it's all really nice back there, so we got like the back door treatment, like going back, sorry.
Hey-o.
But we go backstage and go into the large chorus dressing room. Of course, he was in the nice, you know, single, here's leather sofa green room himself. But they took us all in there, all these chairs around, and he walks in and he's like, hey, what's going on, guys? And the first thing he says is, everybody grab a chair, let's sit down, let's talk, which I thought was awesome.
I thought we were going to sing Campfire Song. I know. I was really excited about that.
But he sat down with us. We all sat in a circle and talked to him, and he answered any questions that we had. I asked him if he missed doing the HBO show, and he said, hell no, he did not miss it at all. He's doing just fine without it.
What about the weekend update when he was like, I am out of here?
Yeah, he did talk about the weekend update and how he and Kevin Nealon still are close friends, and that he has his own radio show, by the way, the Dennis Miller Live Show. Uh-huh. And he talked about that and the fact that him and Kevin Nealon and what was the other guy that he kept?
Dana Carvey.
Yes, they still all hang out and do the show together sometimes. And he does. He did miss the weekend update. He thought that that was he definitely missed doing Saturday Night Live.
Now, I think that Monday Night Football needed Dennis Miller. I liked him on Monday Night Football.
Everybody did.
Everybody liked him, but except for true hardcore sports fans.
Yeah, which are that's the people that they had to think watching football, and they're like, I don't like this.
That's bullshit. Because I mean, he brought that element of like, hey, I'm a guy's guy here to watch some football and drink some beers and probably make you have a couple of chuckles, guys. Come on.
I always thought it was awesome whenever he would make his little wisecracks or whatever that would kind of, you know, add a little humor to it so that you're not just seriously yelling at your TV the whole time.
Somebody told me Robin Williams did it.
He did?
Yeah. Some guy, I was like, I really liked when Dennis Miller did Monday Night Football. He goes, yeah, he was good. He goes, but not as good as Robin Williams. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't remember.
He said that they were, I didn't know this, but he said that before, it was like the last few games before Dennis Miller came on, and he said that they were trying out other people.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that they actually brought in Robin Williams for one game. And he said that Robin Williams was hysterical. It was funny, but they said they didn't like him because he just
kept
going.
Yeah,
he took over.
Of course,
like,
it's Robin Williams. Yeah.
And then they should have brought back the XFL, dude. That was kind of cool.
The XFL?
The commentators for the XFL. Do you not remember the very first game?
I never ever saw an XFL game.
The first game I thought was going to be cool until that dipshit Rod Smart or whatever had the thing on the back of his jersey.
He hate me,
which I hope everybody hates him still to this day. But they had Jerry the King Lawler and Jim Ross from WWE. They were the announcers. It was kind of cool. He's like, oh, look at there, King. He just knocked his mouthpiece out his ass. I mean, it was just really like hardcore. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And then it just kind of faded out.
It faded out because I turned it on and I was like, XFL, hell yeah, they're going to kill each other. And it's football.
It's just football. And some of the rules are different. It's the same fucking thing.
And they didn't have a coin toss to start either. They just put the ball at the end of the football field and had these two guys just like, ready, go. And they run after it like,
are you serious?
Yeah. It was
See,
really
that's
cool.
A little bit
and
retarded.
And you weren't allowed to call for fair catch on punts.
Yes, I knew that. Yeah,
see, you knew that, like, fair catch. Footsteps up, get out of the way.
Yeah, I think that was the rule that everybody talked about the most was the fair catch rule. Because if you're sitting there looking up and somebody's coming at you full speed, man, they're going to knock your damn head off.
Yeah, if you touch that ball, he's going to be like, I told you not to touch it. You heard the aggression in my footsteps that said, do not touch that damn ball.
Put the damn ball down. Anyway, so all of this out of Dennis Miller, sorry. But yes, then we got the then we got a little bit off track there. But then we got to see the show. So he took pictures with everybody, which was awesome. And then we got to go out and see the show. And that goes back into the very conservative views that Dennis Miller has.
Yeah.
By
conservative, we mean racist.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it borderlined on being racist. I didn't necessarily agree with a lot of the jokes that he made or like what he was saying, but I do have to give it to the man. He knows how to tell a joke. Like, he has got the setup and the punchline, the art of the punchline down.
Right. And you know, the worst part about it was I'm a liberal. And I was sitting like in between the oldest, most uptight conservative.
Oh, man.
I felt like Ron Jeremy sitting in between Mother Teresa and Pope Francis. I was like, this is a little awkward for
me.
It was
so bad. I actually got up in the about 15 minutes in and moved to the back because it was too crowded up there. And yeah, you're right. They were all laughing at these jokes.
Yeah, I appreciate you leaving me up in the fucking
wolf's den. I sent you a text message
what the
that
fuck
said,
ever.
I sent you a text message.
Like,
that
I'm
going to
pull
I'm
out
moving.
My phone in the middle of all them concerts. What are you doing? What an asshole. What is this?
So what was it you were telling me briefly yesterday, Devin, about some lady or something said, now you're not going to use foul language on
Yeah, he's sitting back there and he says like shit or something like that. And she goes, oh, you don't curse in your show, do you?
Oh, yeah, and, that's why we're doing
the meet
and greet.
Well, actually, I do curse a little bit in the show. And she goes, it's Good Friday. And he goes, well, I guess I'll tone it down, but it's... and she just did not want to take that for
all right, here's, no. Here's what I would have loved to have said that lady. Like, have you never seen me on anything but Saturday Night Live or cable TV? Even on Saturday Night Live, they bleeped him out a few times.
Yeah.
I would have been like... ma'am, I'm Dennis Miller, and I'm bigger than you, so yeah. Shut up, bitch.
Oh, believe me, he definitely blew over it. Like, he was like, maybe I'll tone it down.
I can't stand people like that. You came to a comedy show, you may hear a little bit of cussing here and there, so shut up, bitch.
God almighty.
I just like the way you say bitch.
Yeah,
I know, bitch.
I can't really, nobody can say it as well as you. Go ahead.
Okay, there's two words that I love saying, or three, really. One is the C word, which, can I say that
Yeah,
word?
go ahead.
Cunt. And then also I love to say the word bitch or stupid.
I kind of want to be in an abusive relationship with you just so you can call me those names.
So I can say them all three together. Yeah. You stupid cunt, Gregory, bitch.
Gregory, wow. I didn't get home in time to make you dinner, sir.
Shut up, bitch!
Oh my God! you really hit the C and the T really hard on that.
That was a good one, yeah.
Bitch.
No. The C and the T. Go ahead. One more time.
Bitch.
That's not... There's no C in that. Oh, yeah, there is.
Wow. Just,
I'm talking about the C at the beginning of the C word.
Oh, cunt.
Yes, there we go.
Women, for some reason, love it when a man calls them that. I don't know.
No, I got to disagree, buddy. I think like, you're wrong on that one.
To all men out there that are oblivious and like don't know the right things to say to women at times, to compliment a woman, sometimes you must just say, oh, and when she says, hey, how do I look? Say, oh, you look pretty good, bitch.
And that's why he's single.
Or you could say, or she says, are we going to go over to my mom's for dinner tonight? You can go, no, cunt, we're not.
Oh, my God. No.
Ladies, he's now on OkCupid. You can find him on all internet websites. Yes.
But it's like that one time, Devin, crap. I texted you to see if you wanted to play golf, and you said, well, my girlfriend, I'll have to ask her. I said, just ask her like this, say, cunt, may I call you cunt?
And you will notice I am single at the moment. So that went over very well.
Oh, my God. So Dennis Miller was great. I enjoyed the show very much as I disagreed with all of his parts, the message that he was sending, I thought was way over the top for me. But let's see here. What else do we have? The Sluice. We did Sluice last night.
Yes.
And again, King Devin reigns supreme.
Oh, I know.
You shouldn't even do that show anymore.
Is it called Devin's now? I think they're calling it the Devin Comedy Show. And they, quick question. They keep bringing in that one guy to headline it or whatever that I haven't seen him in a while.
No, there was a new headliner there.
Oh, there was
night.
A weird guy.
Yeah, he was very strange.
Showed up.
What about that Mike Sherbert guy or whatever? Is he so cool? Was he there?
Mike Charette.
Yeah.
Mike the guy there. That couldn't get my name right, so I'm not going to get his right. Little douche.
Making connections and networking. Gregory and
Hey,
Harris.
Hey.
Yeah,
if he can't respect me and get my name right, I'm not going to respect him. But by the way, what's he going to do? Is he going to come and slap me in the face?
Maybe.
Quite possibly. He's from Rain City.
Oh, God. I'm rubbing
He's
my
Rain
nipples.
City, dude. Really, the hood.
I really hope he tries.
Okay.
All right, then. I want to just say this. I just want to put this out there that the headliner was so wacky and bad that I went back to the bar.
By the time
that I was done with my drink at the bar, you came out a winner. Yes. So I think that you won because I wasn't up there to be voted
Did you
on.
See my set? I'm just wondering.
I'm just putting that out there, okay? Yeah. I'm just saying. I wasn't involved in the voting last night, so welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
So if you would have been out there, you would have clapped for him, which would have been...
yeah, we wouldn't have had to have the final, you know.
Anyway, congratulations, Devin.
Thanks,
very
sir.
Good.
I won Boston Lobster Feast.
That's actually tickets. Pretty cool from what I understand.
Yes, and I looked it up online. They're like $60. Like, yeah. I didn't realize how much it was to go there.
Yeah, it's like $30 a person, right?
Unlimited lobster, snow crabs, shrimp, mahi, like you name it. Like,
who are you taking? I'm open.
Whoever gives the best HJ, that's all I got to say.
The old Andy. Yeah.
The old
I will tell you this. I will tell you this. If you want to win, spit on it. That's all I got to say.
Damn it! God almighty. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We're going to be back here in about 30 seconds. Stick around because we got some stuff. There is a new season of sports opening up.
Oh, yeah!
Oh no, the Angry Texan is excited. We'll be right back here in a few minutes.
I just want to watch somebody relapse.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
And now a refined rhyme from Jackson Mehoff.
Gay black man, you are weird. You look as though you've got hustle and flow, but you speak so very queer. Quit holding a purse and rap out of verse. Stop choking the cock and start shooting a cop. Cease painting your toes and commence slapping your hose. Gay black men, you are weird.
This has been a refined rhyme from Jackson Mehoff.
Hey everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle.
Yeah.
A little center field there.
Put me in, coach.
Kings of the Podcastle, check us out on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. Send us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle. You can always check us out on our website, kingsofthepodcastle.com. We've got all of our episodes up there. You want to go check those out and get caught up, or you can listen, of course, to today's episode there anytime. Check us out on your iPhone, your Android. You can get us anywhere, really. So make sure that you're listening. Go and subscribe, though. That's the big one.
You can go to a public library, get on the internet at the public library, and you can listen to us at the public library.
That's right. You could. Yeah.
Just don't play the speakers very loud. Make it as yeah.
Take headphones with you, okay? Just be the crazy guy laughing for no reason over in the corner.
I would like to take just a 2-second time out and say that last break, we went downstairs, and I witnessed the most pussy thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Gregory was stirring his coffee with an electric stirrer.
I was given that as a gift to me by a 4-time Purple Heart veteran of Vietnam. So
I don't
it
care.
Is a badass stir if anything.
I don't care who gave it to you. It is gay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can say this right now. Go fuck yourself.
The man. Here's the funny thing to me is that it's got a special place in the cabinet, and that's where it stays, right?
Yeah.
And it took forever, by the way, for me to train him to do that because he used. Because he used to just leave it laying around on the counter, and I used to have to go down there and be like, "Greg, goddammit, put this thing away! It's the dumbest thing ever. Use a fucking spoon." And
you weren't complaining too much when I caught it up your butt the other day.
It was the most lazy thing.
It is, man.
Do you actually time your shits around your shower so you don't have to wipe your ass? I'm just wondering.
Depends on if I'm in a hurry or not.
No, but the funny thing is it's above the cabinet, and the cabinet, it's in the cabinet, and the cabinet is above the spoon drawer. So he actually reaches over the spoons, where the spoons are to stir, to get his electric stirrer out.
Interesting.
And stir his coffee with that damn thing.
And you know what? It stirs really good, too.
Whatever.
Technology, dick! Why are you giving me shit? I don't have a flying car yet. I don't have all the great things that they promised in Back to the Future 2. The least thing I can have is a fucking stirrer for my coffee.
You don't have these things because everybody is just as lazy as you and doesn't want to build them.
That's not want to invent these things.
You have a good point, but at least I have a stirrer that will stir my coffee for me at the press of a button.
But you still have to. The thing is, too, is like he still has to hold this thing and move it around in the coffee. Yep. The exact same motion that he would have to use with a spoon.
Yep.
It's the dumbest thing ever. Anyway, it's like the most useless tool that I've ever seen in my entire life. Baseball season is underway. Baseball season is underway.
Dicks. From the most useless tool to the most useless sport.
Hey.
So, Greg, this is definitely yours. So
yes.
Take it away, buddy.
Yes. Baseball season is starting once again, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm falling asleep just talking about it.
Well, it's because you never really played.
I did play. I played T-ball.
Sir. I played Little League Baseball.
Ooh. Anyways, when y'all are ready to play with the big boys, just let me know. Anyways, we got baseball starting out now. And
I didn't realize you were a pro baseball player.
I didn't either.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could hang with them. Anyways, baseball season is here, ladies and gentlemen, and I can honestly tell you,
is there anything else that we can say to interrupt him? I think we should just keep interrupting him.
Yeah. I hope both of you fucking die of syphilis.
Who are you pulling for, Greg? Who are you pulling for?
I am pulling for, once again, my Texas Rangers, minus bitch-ass Hamilton.
Yeah.
Which, Josh Hamilton, I don't know if you'll ever listen to this or not. I hope maybe you do. Maybe when you're in rehab and you're bored, you can go back to kingsofthepodcastle.com and find us. Anyways, you are a piece of shit. You told the team that you would allow them to match any offer that came, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, oh, I'm going to the Angels, and everybody's like, what the fuck? What about the offer, you know? Like, well, I just figured, you know, Texas isn't much of a baseball place. So now, the Texas Rangers fans, whenever Hamilton gets ready
all
to come...
All four of them.
I really, really... Landon, I hope you were okay in the car accident later. But anyways, they're all going to do this thing, silence for Hamilton. So when he comes to the ballpark, instead of booing him, everybody's just going to be dead quiet.
It's dead quiet never... in there anyways.
That's the thing, man. Here's the deal. Baseball is, it's extremely boring to watch. Going to a game,
that's
think, is okay.
That's because you have no concept of baseball, because you never got out there and actually played. You played T-ball. You guys played Little League. You never got up there when somebody's throwing like a ball 90 miles an hour trying to strike you out, or it's coming by your head.
No, I think that playing the game could be fun, but watching it is like a fucking snooze, man. It's a snooze fest. It sucks. It's the fact that nothing happens for like
I had somebody that is a big soccer fan said the same fucking bullshit to me.
Uh-huh.
Soccer is more boring than anything I've ever seen in my life. All you hear is a bunch of noises in the stands and everything. Uh-huh, uh-huh. The fans fight, and there's more excitement just like looking in the stands hoping somebody's going to shank somebody.
Well, I'm not a big soccer fan. I'm a football fan, which I think is infinitely more exciting
than
baseball.
I have watched many football games that were actually pretty fucking boring, dude.
Well, it depends on the game. I mean, yeah,
same thing with baseball. Depends on what game you're watching. If it's a 1-0 after 9 innings, that was a kind of a boring game.
Yeah,
but when it's back and forth and the World Baseball Classic, they pitched at that guy and beat him and all hell broke loose. If that's not entertainment.
I think that if they would get rid of the pitchers and just put a pitching machine out there and just have it throw a perfect pitch right down the center every time, and the game became a hitting sport, then it could be interesting.
I'm hoping that there might be a wild pitch, just like Nolan Ryan accidentally hit Robin Ventura. That's where the fight starts.
You could have a computer program that randomly throws wild pitches out of the pitching machine.
And then you have the batter climbing in the stands, running up to the control booth, looking for the guy that's running the pitching machine.
He rushes the mound and just beats the shit out of the machine right there with a baseball bat.
As they play the music from Office Space, like with the color printer or whatever.
Yeah. it's the same thing with football. I mean, if you think about football, if it's a defensive game and the defense is holding, both defenses on both sides are holding the offense to like, you know, 0 yards every damn down, it becomes a boring sport. And I think that that's what happens in baseball too much, is you get a guy up there and you're like hoping that something's going to happen. Here we go. And then he fucking strikes out. And sometimes it takes 8 pitches to strike him out because one's a foul tip and one's a this and, you know, it's a ball. And now we've got 3 balls. Now we've got a full count. And then he goes for that last swing and he strikes out and nothing fucking happened. You just watch the whole fucking like 15 minutes of this guy being up there and nothing happened. Nothing. He had to go back to the dugout.
I have to disagree with you there. That's a battle whenever you get to a full count.
That's not a battle.
That when you get to a full count and you're sitting there waiting, you don't know if it's going to be a curveball coming in. He might not be a curveball hitter. Maybe his cold zone is up around chest high inside, and that's where the pitcher's trying to throw it because that's where the guy cannot hit. There's a lot of strategy to baseball. I mean, there is a lot of strategy to baseball.
There's a lot of strategy to curling, but I don't fucking watch
curling. Okay, Mr. Basketball player. So
hey, now basketball is exciting.
You're telling me there's strategy to basketball? Dribble, dribble, plop. dribble, dribble, plop. Dribble, dribble, hang from the rim, dribble, dribble, plop.
We've actually
dribble,
backed dribble, him, up, dribble, we've actually dribble, backed dribble, him dribble, into dribble, a corner dribble, to where he's making childish arguments. He's
no, I'm serious. Where is the strategy? Explain the strategy in basketball. Passing around and throwing the ball up, hoping it's going to go in
No. I actually know the answer to this question, but because Devin played college basketball, I'll let you explain what a basketball play is.
They're well drawn out plays that take a lot of practice, and they don't always work. I mean, like, this is the game of basketball is one of the most athletic physical games that you can
play. You're constantly running. You're using all your entire body the whole time.
You are battling up against 6'8" behemoths.
You don't see many basketball players with beer bellies and fucking jogging to first base, okay?
You don't really see a lot of baseball players with giant beer
Prince
bellies
Fielder
either.
Is...
All of them, pretty much. I mean, there are some athletic
I'm
going to
tell you right
agree,
now, baseball is a very, very athletic sport, and it takes a lot of running. A pitcher has the thing a pitcher relies on is not his arms, it's his legs.
Yeah.
A pitcher has to have the most
have
strongest legs. No, dipshit. There's like 20 on a roster, you goddamn dumbass. God,
he is not
He's
happy
angry about
it. About
it.
You know I'll defend baseball to the fucking day I die, and there is strategy in it because in practice, you have to learn how to. To hit your cutoff, man, you have to learn when to take a signal, whenever
you're
going to do
it. It's not really strategy. That's technique.
When you're doing hit and run, you know, you get the signal, okay, for the hit and run. If it doesn't work, you have to have a backup plan for that.
No.
When to steal, when to catch the guy off guard. There's so much going on in baseball constantly that it's not just you're just sitting there waiting. The guys in the outfield are like, okay.
Yeah, those guys, I feel sorry for them.
He's a left-handed hitter. I'm going to shift more to the left because there's chances are he might pull the ball. If not, the other guy over here is going to back me up. I can promise you, if we ever go to a real game, I'll point out every fucking thing that's going on, and I can promise you there's a lot more action than just fucking standing around. You guys think it's boring. I think fucking basketball's boring as shit.
That's all right. You're entitled to your opinion, even if it's wrong as it may be.
Yeah. The greatest thing that
dribble,
ever came
dribble,
out
plop. Dribble, dribble, plop. Dribble, dribble, plop. Dribble, dribble, plop. Oh, he stole the ball. Let's take another goddamn timeout. Let's take another timeout. Let's see, there's 2 minutes
left. Are you describing your sex life right now?
There's 2 minutes got him riled up. There's 2 minutes left in goddamn basketball, and it's taking 20 minutes to fucking finish the goddamn game when all I want to fucking do is go to bed and see the fucking end of this stupid fucking dumb pointless fucking sport.
This just made my nipples hard.
So all this talk about basketball.
Hold on, you want to keep going?
Okay,
I want to say that I want to compliment baseball. There is one thing that baseball brought us that I loved, and maybe you guys remember this. Do you guys remember the baseball arcade game that used to kick out baseball cards at the bottom of it?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I used to love that.
Where's your bitch-ass basketball fucking card game, huh?
The only time you get to play
basketball, really, is if you're actually tall. That's it.
Oh, that's not true.
It says Mookie Blaylock and Muggsy Bogues.
Wow, the two.
What was the Spud Webb?
That's the one. You've named three. Allen Iverson was like 6'2", bro.
That's nothing compared to the 7'4s that they have out there right now.
Exactly.
But I agree that, if you're tall, you're made for basketball. Yeah, but that doesn't, you don't have to be tall to play basketball.
Yeah.
You could be a complete dumbass and not do fucking shit with your life and play baseball. That's like whatever.
John Rocker.
Anybody?
Do you remember John Rocker?
Who was that?
The racist guy that played for the Braves back in the day. Do you remember him?
Yeah, he was awesome.
It sounds familiar, but
yeah,
I know.
He has gotten in a lot of controversy because he was like said some racist comments.
Yeah, and then when he went to play against New York, boy, the fans like they had to hire security for this guy because he was getting death threats. Like. Legitimate, like they knew what hotel room he was in and stuff like that. Yeah,
God Almighty. So anyway, all this talk of sports is gonna
let's see the next topic. March Madness.
Now we're gonna talk basketball. Exactly.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, what about this? The too bad. God rest their souls. Florida Gulf Coast lost to the Gators.
Yeah, that
would have
been cool. But they're playing against the Gators, which the Gators, I honestly believe, like they invented Gatorade, so I'm sure they have some special steroid they're drinking up there that's undetectable.
Well, they had them. They had
them. The Gators. I'm a Gators fan. I never graduated high school.
It's ironic. It's ironic that he's mentioning steroids when we just got done talking about baseball.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, sure.
But the Florida Gulf Coast, they actually had them in the first half. They were up by 11, from what I understand. And
they
were
doing well.
Yeah, they were doing really well, and then collapsed. It just fell apart in the second half, and they ended up losing by 12, I believe. Yep. But that would have been nice. I think that's the only thing that I really even care about March Madness is the Cinderella stories.
Yeah.
The March Madness is really, to me,
that's basically any sport, really. If you want to see the underdog like go and
yeah, but you want to talk about something that consistently happens every year, the March Madness happening every year, everybody's rooting for that one underdog. You know, it's more consistent. I mean, the March Madness is rampant with that sort of genre or that nostalgia of an underdog, a Cinderella story coming up from some small school and beating out all the big guys.
Right.
But that one got knocked out pretty good.
I think he's on his cell phone. He's calling a hit out on us now.
He is, actually. He's like putting an ad up on Craigslist.
Yep.
Hitman needed immediately.
Yeah. must be a fan of Texas Rangers.
All I gotta say is Nolan Ryan's God.
No, fucking Christ, whatever. You've got
better than your Boomer Sooners. All them queers up Norman.
Are you done? Are you done?
Wait, hold on.
God almighty. Let's see here. North Korea. You've got this on the list, Greg. What's up with North Korea?
North Korea, who... actually, I just think that they have, like, Napoleon syndrome. I mean, they've always, like, if you look at the leaders of North Korea, Kim Jong-il is dead, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that maggots and crickets are eating his fucking butthole out. and if you ever watch the video when he died, all these people in the streets crying and shit, I'm like, obviously you've never seen what the rest of the world is like, because that dude's a douchebag.
Yeah. Who was it? Dennis Rodman went and visited the...
was going to or something.
No, he did. He definitely did. And he said that, that he wasn't such a bad guy. What is Kim Jong-un, I think, the new one. Yeah, his son or whatever.
Yeah.
This is totally out of our wheelhouse, so if we're mispronouncing names... Oh, yeah?
I don't care if we mispronounce his name. What's he going to do?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, for the listener who's sitting there yelling at their computer right now, I apologize, because this is way out of our wheelhouse. But Dennis Rodman did definitely go and visit him, and then tried to say that he's not such a bad guy. I'm like, really? He's not such a bad guy? I mean, isn't he
really?
Like,
he's like threatening
people?
War right now. Yeah. He said that they are in a state of war.
Yeah.
They're ready to go. They have a missile apparently that can reach our continent of States.
No,
or Hawaii, anyway.
No, they don't. Devin, no, they don't. Devin, please shed us.
Okay.
Shed your knowledge.
They are in a quote unquote state of war because they withdrew their ceasefire treaty that was signed back in the 1950s, 1954, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that they withdrew it is because they're talking shit because we have sanctions on them ever since they launched dropped and tested their nuclear weapon. And we just keep adding more sanctions onto it, and they get pissed off. And it's basically just talk. They withdrew this actual peace treaty 9 times already. They've actually said, hey, we're at war again, and then they're just talking. Right now they have missiles. Yes, they have one missile that they have tested successfully that landed in the ocean. They've tested 4 missiles so far. Two of them blew up on the pad, and one went awry, and they had to just blow it up in the air. The other one was a mild success that made it into the water.
Why do they want to talk shit? They have, like, okay, let's just say they have maybe 2 or 3 nukes, you know. Really? We could wipe the whole country.
We have 2,500 in storage right now.
North Korea is the size of what? New Mexico? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's a little tiny place, yeah.
Like, we would light them up.
It doesn't surprise me that the angry Texans' response is just light them up. Let's wipe them out. Wipe them off the face of the planet.
Well, yeah. Wasn't that what everybody said right after 9/11? They were like, oh, let's turn Afghanistan to a big old glass. You know?
Turn it into a golf course. Yeah. I'll go there every year.
But seriously, North Korea... You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You got this. You got this big border. If you were gonna do something, you would have already done it. Just stop talking shit. You know, just get a set of balls. And if you're gonna try something with South Korea, they'll whoop your monkey ass too. No one likes you. And I'm glad Kim Jong-il's dead.
All right. So we know how you feel about North Korea. Tell us how you feel about the Jodi Arias trial.
How can you say it's defense when you stabbed him in the back? I mean, seriously.
I see this thing on TV, man, and I turn the channel immediately. I know very little about the trial. I know that she's on trial for murdering her boyfriend, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what my question is when did we become an America where this is the kind of entertainment that we enjoy?
When the person being put on trial is mildly attractive.
I can agree with that, because this whole thing with Casey Anthony happened.
Mildly attractive.
Yep. Deborah LaFave, was a huge thing. Yep.
Mildly. Casey Anthony was
pretty hot, dude. Yeah, I would totally bone the shit out of her. I'm sorry if that pisses anybody off, but I would fucking.
I always said, like, how.
I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about. Because, I mean, she does an abortion like in the like 40th trimester anyway.
Yeah. Damn it.
Wow.
Damn it. Holy crap. Children died. Okay. Mm-hmm. Children died. But so this Jodi Arias trial, though, is like the new Casey Anthony, and I'm fed up with it already. And
somebody convict somebody of murder so we can like get on with our lives.
It's just
because every time they get off for murder.
Yeah, these things happen all the time. These murder trials, I mean, they happen all the time, but somehow these particular ones make it into the headline, and then they blow up and they become mainstream media topics of every. I mean, they have a whole show dedicated to this damn thing on CNN.
Yeah.
I just, I don't get it. I don't like it. I want it to go away. That's Snapped, my opinion. Anyway.
I watch Snapped. I like Snapped.
What was Snapped?
The women that kill their husbands.
Oh, yeah. They're basically training them to get rid of us.
She would have got away scot-free if she had just remembered to bleach the knife before she left. And it's like, what the fuck? Come on, dude. Like,
seriously? Chill out. No, you don't need to help them. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Okay, we're going to be back here in about 30 seconds. We've got some great, ridiculous news stories that we're going to talk about. So hang out. We'll be back with more here on Kings of the Podcastle. And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
Hey, listen, I think we should just be friends.
That means, I'm a complete bitch. We
both lie silently. This has been The Angry Texan Translates. Although we both lie close together.
Hey, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. We're back. Here we go. Gotta hold on. I actually like this song. You guys know this song at all?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Love it. Yeah. Kings of the Podcastle. Check us out on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, of course. Go there. Give us a comment on iTunes. We need to get more comments. We need more 5-star comments.
Yes.
So even if you don't really like it, put 5-star. Yeah, reviews. That's right. Yeah. The more reviews we get, the higher in popularity we go, and we love that. We want to be popular. We're like, you know, popularity whores. So do that for us quick. Go on to iTunes, subscribe, give us a review. You can send us an email anytime, kings@kingsofthepodcastle. Check us out on facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. And, of course, go to our website, kingsofthepodcastle.com.
.com.
Thank you. Let's see here. So we got some great little ridiculous stories. Greg, you have started working out again.
Yes.
And actually, so have I. I went to the gym 5 times this week.
I've lost once last night, pounds. Too.
Easy there, Mikhail Gorbachev over here.
How's the gym going for you, Greg?
It's going great. Cardio's getting up. I'm dropping weight. Feeling good. I think it's really because I'm working out because I'm getting ready for next Sunday.
What's going on next Sunday?
WrestleMania.
Are you participating in it? What the fuck?
In the living room, I'm gonna be like, oh, the figure four doesn't look like it hurts. Oh, come here for a second, let me show you.
what's the big deal with the? I'm not a huge fan of wrestling. I mean, I know it. I know that it exists. I know it's fake. But what's the big deal?
It's just choreographed stage combat. I mean,
no. I know what. Yeah. I mean, I'm saying what's the headline?
WrestleMania is just it's just big. I mean, if you were a wrestling fan when you're a kid and you don't watch it all year long, whatever. I meet people all the time that just like, oh, I never watch wrestling, but I always watch WrestleMania. Gotcha. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But this year it seems to be pretty good because The Rock, Dwayne Johnson,
yeah,
is back. He's actually the champion right now.
He is?
Yeah, they made him the champion. He won it. A pay-per-view against CM Punk.
Right.
And now he's rematching John Cena, who's like the face of WWE.
Right now, yeah.
And it just looks like it's going to be great. And they're having it at MetLife Stadium. It's sold out already.
So that's my question. Is that the headline bout then? Is The Rock and Cena?
John Cena. Okay, for the title.
Wow. Actually, I might watch that because I was a fan of The Rock whenever he was big.
Yeah.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah, he's still big. He's still, like, he's more cut now than he was back
well,
in the
no,
day.
Well, no, I mean big as in, like, he was the big thing. Yeah. He was the big thing. And I guess, I mean, really, he went on and did movies and stuff like that, and he's still kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny to me that he had come back to wrestle. Do you know why that happened? Is he like a... Did he just miss it? Did he need the money?
Yeah, no, because he's got like two movies
that's what
that
I was
are coming
say, yeah,
out simultaneously while he's...
Multi-millionaire, has to be. He's got a ton of money.
Well, and also it's a great marketing campaign for him because, hey, Vince McMahon, if I would like to come back and wrestle, but at the same time, can I put all my movie promotion commercials to air at the same time your show does?
Right.
So, like, you're sitting there watching him on stage, and they go to commercial break, and it's him for G.I. Joe, or it's him for Pain and Gain.
Right.
So, it's just big. I mean, it's a billion-dollar company.
Oh, my God, yes. It's huge. It's blown up out of this world. I mean, it started out as this little backyard thing that turned into this giant multi-billion-dollar empire, basically. But John Cena's no stranger to the silver screen, either.
He's got a couple.
Yeah, what was it, the Marine, I think?
The first Marine.
And then there was a second one.
He did this thing called Legendary, and then another one where he didn't even wrestle, but I think it's the Legendary, where he was like coaching his younger brother in high school wrestling, and it had kind of a story. You know,
but there's a third Marine coming out now that is...
With The Miz.
With The Miz, yeah.
Well, the second Marine was also...
John Cena?
No, it wasn't John Cena. It was Ted...
DiBiase.
Yeah, his son.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, his son, the Million Dollar Man's son, was the main guy for that. So WWE Films is actually getting really big. They had that movie that came out, The Call, that was produced by WWE Films with Halle Berry. Their film company is actually starting to grow.
And is that's Vince McMahon, or what is that his name? Vince McMahon?
Yeah. Vince McMahon.
Yeah, that's his film company, right? It's WWE Films, right?
Yeah.
And he's the one pumping out all these shitty movies. Well, I mean, come on, The Marine was no like Oscar winner.
It was action packed. I mean, at least it had a budget of over $1 million.
Right. I mean, yeah, they're definitely throwing some money at it.
And now they have that movie with, you know, The Call with Halle Berry. I mean, when you pull in a big star like that, and it looks like it's going to actually maybe possibly do really well since it's been in the box office. People have, you know, been giving...
What is this movie again?
The Call. It's a movie about a girl. The girl gets kidnapped. She's a 911 operator. Okay, so yeah, that's a WWE film.
I didn't know that. I had no idea that was. But anyway,
did any of you wrestle as a child?
I was a wrestler in high school.
No,
yeah.
Fuck that. No, I mean like backyard wrestling.
Oh, absolutely.
On the trampoline, I did.
In my middle school, we used to do backyard wrestling all the time. We had ladder matches out in the woods and stuff like that after school. But we always had this goal, because we had four baseball fields in one of the corners of our field, and they had a fence that was behind each and every one of them. Well, in the middle, it made this big steel cage. Like, it was just perfect. It was perfect. And you had to climb up over top to get into it. It was literally like 15 feet high. And we always would be like, one day we're going to have like the most badass steel cage match ever. And so anyways, one day after school, like towards the end of high school, we were like, fuck it, we're like, this is the day. So we all go out there, we climb the fence, we get inside. Two things. Number one, the entire fence was covered in rust. So we were throwing each other up against it. We definitely could have wound up with tetanus. Number two, did not anticipate this, but the entire ground, since nobody walked on it, was like all anthills. So the entire time, we're getting eaten by ants trying to like choke slam people.
It's gonna be a steel cage ant match.
It was the worst fucking idea we'd ever had. And then the principal came out and he's like, "What are you doing?" And we're like, "We fell in."
We fell in here. I never did anything like that, but I did in the living room. We would do like suplexes off the couch onto the carpet. We would put the couch cushions down on the ground so that we wouldn't hurt ourselves. But I got to tell you, we didn't always hit the couch cushions.
Right.
That comes into the real part of wrestling where it's like, well, it's fake, it's choreographed, but it still hurts.
Yeah, it's going to hurt you, yeah. But all of this stemming, of course, we started talking about the gym. So I'm sorry, how is all of your gym stuff going? Are you on a regimen? Like, do you have a schedule, or are you just kind of going
in? I'm just trying to go in there and burn and say, okay, well, today I just worked pecs, just worked shoulders, you know.
Yeah.
And I try not to do the same thing over and over, except cardio. Like, I get on, I go to Anytime Fitness, which is 24 hours. So I'll go there after work some nights, and I'll be there till like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Now, at 1 or 2 in the morning, are there a bunch of old people there?
No. I thought I'd be the only one, and there was like a couple of fat chicks, which is kind of cool, because I'm not going to be distracted staring at the hot girl in the tight biker shorts with the camel toe showing.
What's wrong with that? That's one of my favorite things about going to the gym.
Because I want to like work out in peace, and I don't want to look over and say, oh, he can only lift that much.
So you're a closet homosexual.
Actually,
I would like to point that out. I would much be happier if you were dead.
Much be happier. Yeah.
I would much be happier if Greg knew English.
Are you speaking Kerenglish?
Yeah.
Yes, I'd much be happier if you dead. You piece of shit. I like North Korea.
Yeah.
And I hope you die as well.
Thank you. I go to the gym every once in a while. Yeah. The thing is that people talk sometimes. They're like, you know, is he juicing? I got to show him it's natural, you know?
Yeah. I hear you.
They think I'm juicing. It's all natural, baby. I mean, I work this out.
Do you guys use the locker rooms at the gyms? Because I do. And I have a very
old man
serious
not
any, I have a serious fucking issue.
Not anymore. Remember you and I worked out at Gold's when we were
And
we were sitting there talking, and that one guy came up and just started talking to us. He was butt naked.
Completely naked.
And he was just like, so how you been all doing, right, Greg? And I'm just like looking at Mike going, Mike, let's get the fuck out of here.
No, so here's the thing that I want to make this very clear. I want everybody that's listening, please know this, okay? Just because it's a locker room at the gym, it's not your fucking bathroom. It's still a public locker room. It's a public locker room that everybody has to enjoy. So you cannot just walk around with your wrinkled ass dick and your sagging balls and your sagging ass and come up and try to have a conversation with me. I don't want it. Don't talk to me. I don't understand why they do it. Whenever I go, I use the shower there, because sometimes I'll go to the gym right after work or something, or maybe right before work, and I'll take a shower and I'll put on my work clothes for the day and head to work. Whenever I walk from the locker to the shower, I have my towel, I'm in my boxers, and I walk over there. Other guys will get complete ass naked and walk through the whole thing and go over there, and I'm like, what are you doing, man? You're still in public. You're still in public. I don't know you. We're not family, okay? You're still in public. Put the fucking underwear on and leave them on. And whenever I always take my clean boxers with me, and then whenever I get out of the shower, I dry off with my towel and I put my clean boxers on to walk back to the locker, because that's just
It's good etiquette.
Exactly, it's good etiquette. You don't just fucking drop trowel right there in front while we're literally having a conversation. I'll be like, hey man, how's it going? Oh, I did chest today, or I did this today. Oh, what about the North Korea thing? Did you hear that story in the news? Yeah, I heard all about it. Well, hold on, let me pull my fucking pants down for a minute.
So we can have a better conversation.
I know.
I mean,
it's
really?
Like, what the fuck, man?
I used to play college basketball, and I was one of the only white guys on the team, and we used to take showers afterwards. I fucking hated my hair. Oh, my God. I felt like Ice Cube. I was battling the snakes to get out of the Amazon every day. It was ridiculous. I would always yank on it a few times before I, like, walked in the shower, and they'd be like, oh. oh, look, he's been playing with it. Yeah. Shut up.
Now, do you guys, after you get done with the gym, do you always kind of get yourself a nice, healthy meal? Because you're like, I don't want to negate what I just did. Or do you go straight
I've been trying to, but you gotta have some carbs. If you don't have carbs...
Yeah, of course. But I mean, still, you can have some carbs and do a healthy meal. But what I was kind of getting at is sometimes I'll go straight to a place like Hooters.
Oh.
Yeah.
And have...
Well, that's if you get naked wings, it's all protein.
Well, that's true. Yeah, wings are. But I don't know. Sometimes I'll have a super healthy meal, like chicken breast and broccoli. Like, I don't want to fuck up anything.
Right.
But other times I'll go straight for a cheeseburger or, like, you know, 20 wings covered in hot sauce and blue cheese.
Well, as long as you're working it off, I mean, you can. It's not like you're Michael Phelps yet, but still.
right.
I mean, that dude could just put down anything. He's like, well, I'm just going to go swim it off.
So, speaking of Hooters, what is the deal with all of the...
Restaurants,
yes. Mm-hmm. is that a term that you coined?
Yes, it is. No, it's an actual term.
It's an actual term.
Yeah.
Restaurants.
It's in Webster's made-up dictionary. restaurants, yes. I'm familiar with restaurants.
What is the deal with all of these that are popping up? You got Hooters now.
Tilted Kilt.
Tilted Kilt is one.
Mm-hmm.
What are some others?
Winghouse.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody also mentioned one, like, it was called just, like, something really blatant, like, just, like, tits or something. It was really weird.
In Oklahoma, whenever I go home and visit my family, we always go out for wings and beers at a place called Emerson Biggins.
Biggins? Okay. Yep.
Emerson Biggins. And all those girls definitely dress scantily clad, as they say.
It's like Billy Bones. Remember that?
Yeah, Billy Bones. Whenever it opened up in Winter Haven, it was a
Billy Boners.
Yeah,
should have been called that.
Yeah, exactly. And all those girls. But I got to tell you, I personally don't have a problem with it. I say make all the restaurants that way.
Yeah, and you see families now bringing their kids and everything. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. But then you'll have a couple of those stupid bitches out that there part. That'll be like, oh my God, I'm not going to Hooters to eat. I'm like, suit yourself, man. I'm going to. You and I mean, every Monday go do all you can eat wings.
Yep.
At Hooters. We know pretty much every girl there by now. And yeah. It's like, okay, it's gotten a little old except for Horse Butt. I mean,
yeah.
But
Horse Butt? Who's Horse Butt?
She is. Like,
do you have nicknames?
Yeah.
Do you have nicknames for your waitresses?
Perfect.
Horse Butt. Why is it Horse Butt? Why does it have to be? I'm stuck on Horse Butt. Hold on a second. Do you consider a horse
every
to have
time
a
I see
ass?
Her, there is a sea biscuit that pops up in my pants.
Horse Butt. I don't know why I like that. I mean, I guess a horse does have like a muscular ass, so you would call that. I don't know.
Oh, yes. If you saw her, you'd be like, "Where's there she is?
Horse butt right there."
I mean, it's cool.
Does she prance like a horse would do, or what? When she's walking?
No. I wish. Yeah, she looks good.
I mean, at first, from a certain angle, she kind of looks like a minotaur. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Every time I walk in there, I'm like, "Is this Narnia?"
Oh my God! What else? That is. I guess that's it.
Well, all right. I will have to say.
Okay,
like,
hurry up.
If you want to go to these restaurants, always check out the girl that's like the least attractive of all the women.
That always seems to happen to me when I go there.
Because she is the one that's going to be working the hardest and like actually be making more money. It's funny too because the rest of them be flirting and everything. You'll see this one girl's like sweating her ass off and like, oh my God, I got to get to my tables and everything. And like, the one I should go after right there. That's the one.
Have you guys been to Tilted Kilt?
Yeah, I love Tilted Kilt.
I've never been there.
I've never been there.
Those outfits will make any girl look hot.
What is it?
Any girl. It's like a. It's supposed to be like
what
a.
What do they wear?
Oh, what do they wear? They have kilts. They wear kilts. They're basically, they look like your Catholic schoolgirl skirt, you know? Uh-huh.
Like the flying saucer?
Yeah, they're like, what do they call that? Feathered or whatever, mm-hmm. You know, the kilt. And it's really short, obviously. Then they have on the black shoes with the ankle high, like bobby socks or whatever they are. Oh, yeah. And then they have their shirts are like a white button up collared shirt that's tied into a knot in the front.
With pigtails?
They'll wear, I mean, it depends on the girl, obviously, but they'll wear pigtails, they'll wear whatever. And I'm telling telling you, man, those outfits, they'll look make any chick look hot. But they, of course, hire all of these extremely smoking hot girls, though.
So. Horse butt would change the name to horizontal kilt. It would just be sitting sideways.
It would just be sitting sideways. But every time I go to one of these damn things, they always have, for some reason, I always get, you know, the unattractive one. Does that happen to you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, all the time, it seems like, right? You never get that really smoking hot one that you, like, wanted to...
Yeah, like, we never get horse butt or any of the others that are, like you always immaculate, have to you know? Yeah.
You have to watch horse butt from a distance.
Because at Hooters, they wear, like, it looks like almost like granny shorts.
No. I think Clarissa is pretty.
Yeah. Clarissa is actually very attractive.
Yeah, if she is listening to this.
Clarissa,
she
you're
is very pretty.
With a naughty ass body. All right, here we go. We're getting out of here.
That explains it all. That was a Clarissa explained.
Yeah, boy. We are the kings of the podcast. That's going to put the wraps on episode 9, episode 10, part 3 of 4. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, yes. Check us out next week. We'll be back. Go to iTunes, subscribe, go to Stitcher. Check us out. Send us an email. Go to Facebook. Make some comments. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Don't be too horsey.